Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Baxes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Burnett. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Wally Burnett. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeezes moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer takes first base on ball four. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts between the mound and first base. Burnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Thompson and he is out, power applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Baxas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. Lemon bunts between the mound and first base. Burnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skeezes moves to second. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel is hit by the pitch. Colavito moves to third. Busby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan strikes out. The ball gets by Thompson. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Colavito. He's safe. There goes Busby. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Carrasquel. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. Carrasquel scores. Avila moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Tom Gorman now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Mike Baxas. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Slaughter for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Hector Lopez pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hector Lopez now playing shortstop. Troy Heritage now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Thompson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel is hit by the pitch. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Heritage juggles the ball. That's an error on Heritage. Carrasquel moves to second. Kenny Kuhn pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn strikes out. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Thompson and Carrasquel is out. There goes Hegan. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Avila reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Preston Ward now playing first base. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skeezes hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to third. Busby moves to second. Jack McMahon now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Colavito scores. Busby moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 11-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards second. Power scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jack McMahon. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Robinson moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.